Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Yes, good afternoon. This is Tom Katowski calling from LP Referral Newspaper outside Cleveland, Ohio, in sunny Shaker Heights, Ohio. We started Healthy Referral back in 1989 to help promote natural health and give people resources and ideas that they wouldn't normally find out about that were not considered mainstream medical. So we've been doing our newspaper since 1989, Healthy Referral, healthyreferral.com, and a radio show a few years after that called Mind Your Body and Spirit. Each week we have an interesting guest that has to do with integrative medicine, holistic health, natural health, and those genres, bringing you information, again, that you would normally not find about mainstream medicine would not tell you. And today we have a very interesting person named Dr. Edward Group. I believe he's calling from Texas today. Are you on the line, Dr. Group?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, let me move my sound up one notch here. Hold on. Okay, yeah, I think that's a little bit better there. Very good. Thanks for Courtney arranging all this. And can you give us a little bit of just a quick background about yourself?
Well, my background really starts in the medical side of things. Believe it or not, my dad was a chemist, one of the top chemists for Exxon, and one of the developers of PVC plastics. So my dream was to go to medical school, and long story short, before I was about to enter, I actually got in an argument with a guy at the dinner table that was treating cancer naturally, and we were taught to think of natural medicine as quackery, and he just challenged me. He knew I had a background in biochemistry and chemistry, so he said, pick any pharmaceutical drug you want and tell me how it does any good in the body. And I said, well, I'm sure they wouldn't be teaching us all this if it didn't do any good in the body. But I took him up on the challenge, and I went to the library and broke down a couple pharmaceutical drugs. And within about 3 or 4 hours in the library, my eyes just completely opened, and I saw that the damaging effects that medication could do to the body and how it was just going to cover up a symptom or stop something from naturally happening, and at that moment pretty much changed my life. And then I went back to him and told him to teach me everything he knows, and just devoted, you know, hour after hour to trying to find anything I could, just devoured information on natural medicine, mind, body, healing, and really focused on the root cause, finding the root cause of all disease.
And as you were, your eyes were being opened, as you just mentioned there, what do you think, why do you think the most people, people are smart, but why do you think they still, get most of their information from the mainstream press that's supported by the pharma companies that are doing, huge advertising to support, to support that media? What are your thoughts on that regard?
Well, I mean, it's just that people really aren't being taught the root cause of disease, and that's one of the things that we really started our research on. We really were looking at trying to find why people have all disease and why they have cancer, and we looked at every single disease, the causes of every single disease, and traced it all back to one cause, which was too many toxins coming into the body on a daily basis. And then we traced those toxins back to the air that you breathe, chemicals and toxins in the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food that you eat, the beverages that you're drinking, the coffee, alcohol, milk, soy, the list goes on and on. So one of the things that we found out that really, the medical profession knows about, but their mode of action is to convince you to come in and get treated with drugs for the symptoms that you have, not ever addressing the root cause of why you have that, because they want you on medications forever and ever and ever, and then one medication leads to two medications, which leads to three medications, which leads to four medications, and it just keeps going on from there. we actually opened a cancer and degenerative disease clinic after we finished our research, and one of the main things that we focused on was cleansing the body and detoxifying the body, because we realized that every single person has a self-healing mechanism. I mean, we have the best medicine within us, and that's one of the hidden secrets the medical profession and pharmaceutical companies never want you to find out, that you have the power within yourself to heal any disease. It's just that our self-healing mechanism is suppressed because of too many chemicals and toxins and disease-causing agents coming in and not enough going out every single day.
Yeah, can you mention the word detox, and that word gets, I guess, used or misused many times. Can you explain what you mean by the word detox?
Yes, I can. Well, when we found out and we started tracing the cause of every disease back, then we had to look at, okay, so we know that all the chemicals and toxins coming into the body, as well as stress, are going to cause every single disease. But then we had to look at how are all these toxins getting into the body to begin with. And the first exposure point that we found was the intestines, because, I mean, the air that you breathe, a lot of it gets caught in the mucous membranes and drains down into the stomach. The food that you eat, obviously, the water that you drink. So we found that about 95% of all disease-causing agents come in through the intestinal line. So then we started doing research on gastrointestinal illness, talking to doctors, and we realized that doctors are really not taught too much about the bowel and the intestines, and that is the first exposure point to chemicals and toxins getting into the body. The digestive system is also the largest endocrine gland, and it's damaged very rapidly by all these things. So our first step in detoxification or cleansing was, how can we properly clean, or how can everyone, for that matter, properly clean their intestines on a regular basis to get all this stuff out before it actually goes and sits in the system for a long period of time and soaks back into the bloodstream. So we looked at all the intestinal, you know, laxatives, which cause damage, and we looked at all the different herbs out there to detoxify the intestines, and those can cause permanent damage over a period of time. So that brought us to some research that was done in the late 1800s by Nikola Tesla and Eugene Bloss of using oxygen to clean the intestines, or reactive oxygen species, which are O1s, which literally go into your intestines and bubble away all of the compaction, and neutralize the chemicals and the toxins and everything else. So we actually our team developed a what's called an oxygen intestinal cleanser, or a product called OxyPowder, that people can take on a regular basis. And not only will it cleanse the full intestinal tract from the stomach all the way down, but it also helps repair some of that. So the system that we ended up using was intestinal cleansing, and then liver and gallbladder cleansing, and then parasite cleansing, and then chemical and heavy metal cleansing. And what we found was, the cleaner the body got, and as you get all of these chemicals and toxins and parasites out of the system, the body's self-healing mechanism begins to activate again, thereby eliminating any of the symptoms or the disease that those people might be suffering from.
You mentioned Tesla earlier. What did you read? That was way back. I know he was brilliant scientists, and we very much support him, and our friend Alonka actually developed a watch based on his science for, you know, to help protect against the EMF. Did he go into, like, hydrogen peroxide? As I've heard of that as a therapy, or is there a correlation, or is it something different?
Well, it is a little bit different. Hydrogen peroxide therapy is a reactive oxygen treatment method. I mean, and that's something that still is used in some of the cancer clinics and natural clinics today. And I am a big proponent of that. I mean, you can use it with other compounds like colloidal silver and stuff too. But that is, as far as a full intestinal cleanser, that's not going to work. And the reason why is that it's going to be absorbed very rapidly through your stomach lining or as soon as it gets into the duodenum, and then the hydrogen peroxide will go directly into your bloodstream. But what
okay.
we wanted to do was use is a stabilized system to where it slowly releases the reactive oxygen all the way for about 18 to 4 hours. And that's the trick. I mean, that's how you can bubble away all of the compaction that's built up in the bowel, and you can still release the oxygen all the way throughout the whole 25 or 30 feet of someone's intestinal lining. And so that has been incredibly successful, and doctors are using it all over the world. So it's right now you look at the prevalence of digestive illness, whether it's constipation, gas, bloating, diarrhea. You know, you look at the irritants to the digestive tract with the genetically modified foods, the pesticide residue, insecticide residue, the pollutant, which we now know is toxic to everybody, causes an immune reaction, causes damage in the bowel. You have the acidic foods with alcohol, with meat eaters, you know, excessive meat. And so really what's happening is there's a slew of chemicals and toxins that are attacking our gut, and 70 to 80% of our immune system is in our gut, and killing off our good probiotics, but at the same time causing holes in the gut, which is causing leaky gut syndrome, and all these chemicals and toxins are going into the bloodstream, thereby causing disease.
Okay. Because I know that there's a lot of so-called colon cleanses that are on the market, on the shelf today, with, you know, different fibers and different, like, bentonite and all these other things. But what you're talking about is something quite different. Is that correct?
Right. And, you know, you can use some of those, you know, not on a regular basis. But what we found is, you really need to be cleansing your intestines at least once or twice a week. It's not something you should do once a year. And most people still eat the standard American diet, and that's the problem. The normal transit time from the time that you eat to the time you should go to the bathroom is 18 to 24 hours. Mm-hmm. The normal transit time in the USA right now for the average person is 60 to 72 hours, which means most people have a bowel movement. No, I'm not. Most people have one bowel movement every 3 days, 2 to 3 days.
Oh, my. Holy. Unbelievable.
And a lot of people, well, because look at this. 90% of the prescription medications, one of the major side effects is constipation. So you look at how many people are medicated out there. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have a problem with going to the bathroom because I drink coffee in the morning and I have a bowel movement. So I say, well, get off of coffee, stop drinking coffee, and tell me how many bowel movements you have. So they stop drinking coffee, and they go 3 days without a bowel movement. So, I mean,
amazing.
Coffee acts as a stimulant and actually causes you. So the majority of people are actually constipated out there. We have a huge problem with constipation in this society, and that's why when you don't have a bowel movement every, you know, 18 hours, guess what happens? Well, the proteins end up turning putrefactic, the carbohydrates end up fermenting, and the fats end up turning rancid in your body. And that turns into a whole nother slew of chemicals and toxins that your body can absorb. So the purpose of really focusing, the number one secret is to keep your intestines clean on a regular basis, because remember, that's the first exposure point to all these chemicals and everything coming into your body that cause disease in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Would you then, when somebody says cellular detox, is there a way for the person to determine or measure of how effective a program such as yours or is becoming, or is there a way to tell, you know, from a cellular level?
Well, there is, you know, the cleaner, you just have to look at it like you take a shower every day to wash the outside of your skin. And you're right, there are a lot of different so-called detox. Everybody's jumping on the detox and cleansing bandwagon. But the problem is nobody's doing it the right way. I mean, we've got over 20 years of deep cellular cleansing and detoxification methods that we've used in thousands upon thousands of reviews from third-party companies that are online. And that's why I recommend that people really look hard at what they're doing. First of all, a lot of the herbal cleansing systems out there, the herbs come from China, which are contaminated and might even be causing more toxicity in your body. And people are not using the right ratios or the concentrations of herbs, or they're just not focusing and utilizing the proper diet while they're doing detoxification and cleansing. So the best way to do it is with the oxygen for the intestinal cleansing. And then another strange thing that we found out was that the liver, evaluating people, anybody that has any symptoms or disease is going to have a toxic, fatty, congested liver. And Hulda Clark was really big on cleansing the liver and getting the liver flukes out and kind of purging and squeezing all the toxins and chemicals out of the liver. So it's very important for people to do multiple liver and gallbladder cleanses too. I mean, think of the amount of chemicals and toxins your body is exposed to every single day. Well, the liver is the organ that processes those. And unless you clean that, it'd be like a gunked up oil filter in your car or something that's never cleaned. You might like rinse the water over the top of it, but the oil and all that gunk is still going to be there. So the only way that you're going to be able to really purge your liver is to do a liver cleanse with the olive oil, not taking any supplement that just says liver cleanse or not taking milk thistle or anything. You really need to prepare the liver the right way for detoxification and then, you know, for 4 or 5 days, and then go ahead and drink the olive oil. And the olive oil works like oil pulling in the mouth, which is a big, you know, thing going on right now with the coconut oil or the sesame oil. And what happens is that oil goes down and starts sucking all those chemicals and toxins and cleaning the liver out. And then you release all these liver stones and these little globules of oil that have sucked up all these chemicals and toxins. But what we realize is most people, one liver cleanse will only cleanse about 10 to 20% of the liver. So most people really need to do about 3 liver cleanses to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. So you are using, though, like the extra virgin unprocessed cold filtered olive oil just as a separate protocol?
Yes. There's a lot of liver cleansing protocols out there. I mean, as long as they include, you know, good, everything that we use and what I recommend everybody look for is gluten-free, GMO-free, made in the USA, vegan, organic, I mean, the highest quality stuff that you can put in your body. And that's the same with diet. Everything that you put in your body should be as clean as possible and as organic as possible.
Right. Can you touch on some of the common diseases which are kind of hard to attack, so to speak? I know my dad ended up with dementia, Alzheimer's. He was in his 60s. He decided to go to Pritikin, which helped extend his life about 10 years or so as he went on a vegan diet and stopped smoking within 1 week. But a lot of the damage was done. But can you touch on some of the trickier diseases that you've come across, like i.e. Alzheimer's, dementia?
Well, it doesn't matter what disease it is, whether it's Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, heart disease. It's just where the body starts depositing toxins, and it just depends on what chemicals and toxins that person is exposed to. For example, with Alzheimer's, dementia, you're looking at a high level of mercury, aluminum, a lot of metal reactions that happen in the brain. And so for that, you still, there's only one way to reactivate the body's self-healing mechanism, and that's to clean the body to where it's so clean the body's able to heal itself. So in that case, you know, what I was saying earlier is our system, where we start with intestinal, then we move on to multiple liver and gallbladder, and then we move on to parasite cleansing. And then after that, the last thing we do is we start pulling the chemicals and the heavy metals out of the system. And that would mean any built-up phthalates, you know, pesticide residue, insecticide residue, but a lot of the aluminum and mercury and some of those things that especially are going to affect the brain. And once you start pulling those out and you start getting, you know, giving the body and the brain the ability to heal itself, a lot of times it takes over and starts to heal itself. If in some cases, depending on your age, you know, as you age, your healing ability slows down and the damage that's done to your body, you know, accumulates year after year after year, especially if you haven't taken the time to keep your body, the inside of your body clean. But anything, and it doesn't matter what condition it is, can be reversed as long as your body has enough time to get clean and repair itself. So I'll tell you one thing that works really, really good for Alzheimer's and dementia is coconut oil. There's a lot of research on that out there, and oil pulling, and then also utilizing maybe some really good supplements that are going to address the brain, like rhodiola, BioPQQ is another substance, CoQ10, and lithium orotate actually works pretty good as far as balancing out the brain. But really, it's all about addressing the root cause. And the root cause of the Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's would be the accumulation of toxins. But again, another thing that you have to do is eliminate the source from your environment. It's not like you can clean the body but then still use your aluminum deodorant, still drink out of aluminum cans, and still expose yourself. You have to look at what the exposure that I'm getting every day, and then cut those out and replace them with non-toxic version.
Yeah, we have a few minutes left. We're speaking with Dr. Edward Group from you're in Texas today, is that right?
Yes, I'm in Houston.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's right. Houston, the oil capital. How are the toxins in Houston with 8 million cars in traffic every day?
Not good, that's for sure. So that's why I have plants in my office. I have an air purification system at my home and my office. So I can breathe clean air, drink clean water, and eat clean food. So it doesn't matter where you are, really. As long as the environment that you set up for yourself in your office, in your home, in your bedroom is clean, then you don't have to. I mean, sure, you're going to be exposed when you go outside every now and then and all that, but the whole purpose is to, especially in your bedroom, your home, your office, set up an environment where you can breathe, where you are most of the time during the day, where you can breathe. You breathe clean air, drink clean water, and eat clean food, really. I mean, that's one of the secrets to healthy living.
Yeah, well, you're certainly, your protocol that you went over is really, you know, fascinating. And we have a few minutes left. Can you have the listeners just tell people how to get in contact with you, or if they have other questions, or they want more information? Could you just briefly summarize and give your contact information up?
Yes, anyone can reach us at globalhealingcenter.com. If they want to email us, that's support@globalhealingcenter.com. They can also call 1-800-476-0016. And we have very simple cleansing programs available. We have a customer service staff here that will take your calls, answer any of your questions. And we have plenty of information on our website where you can just type in whatever you have and pull some information. Also, I highly recommend my book, which is The Green Body Cleanse, which explains the root cause of all disease and how you can eliminate disease in a natural way and reactivate your body's self-healing mechanism.
Well, that's tremendous. Well, I'll look forward to speaking with you again, maybe off air. I can set that up through Courtney or just, you know, give you a call directly. We certainly enjoyed this informative information. Today we're speaking with Dr. Edward Group. Do you have just a one quick sentence summary to leave with for the listeners?
Yeah, just that everybody has a self-healing mechanism, and you have the power to heal and change your life, and you can do that in a split second. There's always hope, and just know that there's always answers out there. If you search, you will find the answer you're looking for. And if you're suffering from any health condition, just know that your body is the most powerful medicine there is on the planet, and that keep your hope and keep your positive emotions, and whatever you're dealing with can be corrected.
Wow, that's outstanding. We'll look forward to the next visit. Thank you for taking the time today to review this, and we'll look forward to the next visit. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Dr. Group. And that was Dr. Edward Group from Texas with the Global Healing Center. And please go to his site at globalhealingcenter.com, and we will see you next time. This is Tom's co-publisher, Healthy Referral newspaper at healthyreferral.com, signing off, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.